swung in by Shaqiri Origi! And Liverpool are five on the time! And still they dream!
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Liverpool are fine on the Tyne and still they dream. Daydream, I would have thought.
Still anyway. In the hunt.
Yeah.
Late winner.
Yeah.
Good enough.
How'd you go with the male athlete?
I'm thinking Jason Day, but Steve Smith's a good one.
We've been overshadowed. The men have been usurped.
Well, actually, Craig from Tamworth chimed in. Morning, guys. No way is Ash Barty the best female athlete in Australia. Golfer Minji Lee won last week, bringing her wins on the LPGA Tour to 5 at just 22 years of age, and she is now world number 2 as well.
Great point, Craig.
Yeah, well
great
done, Craig.
Point. Yeah, girls are dominating.
Craig down on your little list there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No worries. There we go.
Phil Moss is in the house.
Yeah, Phil Moss is in the house. I thought it. You look familiar.
Well, Liverpool turned up this morning, so I thought I would.
Didn't they late though?
although I'd have heard your last segment with Dean Bulldog Ritchie.
Mm-hmm.
What about his sympathy vote he was after this morning? I've picked up a terrible cold.
Man flu. Yeah,
exactly. Merman, Pi. Merman.
And there was Bulldog. No, I thought you were made of sterner stuff.
There was no sympathy from our end. That's for sure.
No, zero, zero. All right, let's go EPL first up. That was a late one, and as we heard there, does keep the dream alive.
Yes.
But still, two games in hand, Man City.
Yeah, look, at this time of the year, really, it doesn't matter how you win. And it was a fighting win, which is a characteristic of Liverpool that we've come to love under Jurgen Klopp. But yeah, look, they had to fight hard. Origi, 86th minute from a set piece.
And then 8 minutes of extra time after that.
That's right, exactly. And I guess the big talking point out of this was Mo Salah and a potential...
he got crunched.
Yeah, I don't know. I must admit, I'm not sure if it's a head injury
there it is there.
Or... Yeah, I mean, he looks very groggy. We've got it on Fox Sports News as we're in the studio. But, he certainly looks groggy. But, gee, he took his goal well. Mm. He really did. And that'll be, I guess, all the headlines this week. Well, Man City have got to play tonight. There's some interesting stuff happening around the top four. Spurs have fallen over again.
Yeah.
Two red cards there. One Foyth and Song Hyun Min.
Mm.
So they played with 9 men for... the full half of football.
Were they a little flat today, Liverpool? You made mention of the fighting win. Did they play during the week?
How good's Messi, eh?
Well, no, the answer to that, Jimmy, is no, they didn't play during the week. No, look, do you know what? And it's interesting. Like, I'm one, and I think we discussed it last week. I don't like, the results can mask performance.
Right.
But at the end of the day, when you're at the pointy end of the season, the Champions League and the EPL, performance takes a backseat to results. Mm. But the other morning, I thought Liverpool played pretty much as close to the best away performance that you can play against an opposition like Barcelona. The difference was Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
And he was just out of this world. I still have a big question mark over the wall for his free kick. As world-class as it was, if Alisson extends the wall by one past his post, because the ball actually just clips the last defender, doesn't go over the wall, goes round the wall. If he extends that by one, which a lot of goalkeepers do, it doesn't go in. But how he got that pace and that power from the inside of his foot from that distance.
And it's not like he hasn't done it before, so he's quite amazing. Just quick, we'll paint the picture. This game, Man City v Leicester City, so important for Liverpool fans and also for Man City fans. Then into the last round, round 38, Liverpool at home against Wolves, Man City away to Brighton.
So Socceroo is going to win the title for Liverpool. Matt Ryan. He's going to have an absolute worldie for Brighton.
Go, Matty.
And keep Man City scoreless. And Liverpool are going to lift the trophy. How do you like
the
crystal
ball,
Jimmy?
I love your thinking.
That's what you've seen in the future, have you?
Mate,
can I say something about
visualization?
What Jurgen Klopp said in the lead-up to that Champions League game? He was talking about how great Messi is.
Mm.
And Messi comes out and plays great.
Words you speak.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, I thought it was interesting. This is what I'm putting in the minds of my players.
He wasn't poking the bear, he was stroking the bear, wasn't he?
Either way, the bear got a mention.
Yeah.
You got a poke and a stroke.
Exactly. Poke and a stroke.
But yeah, look,
there's
you're right.
With this program.
You're right, Jimmy. It's that is one of the one of the real challenges of man management and leadership is knowing what, really gets your players up. And I don't know if you remember, but not so long ago, probably 6 weeks ago, Jurgen Klopp said that the pressure is not on Manchester City, the pressure's on us.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, he knows his dressing room. He knows what they respond to. Guardiola responded by saying the same thing.
Yeah.
To his dressing room. So it's these mind games and things like that. At the end of the day, by the end of next weekend, we're going to know.
You mentioned the Spurs game. They lost 1-0 to Bournemouth. Two players sent off, though, for Spurs.
Yeah, one fourth and Song Heung-min.
Unusual for him, wasn't it?
Just before and after half-time.
He's normally so plastered, isn't
That's
he?
That's right, exactly. So that was a real shock. And, you know, Spurs have had a horrendous week, really, with the Champions League as well to Ajax. And... you know, they got to go there and fight for their life. I think Ajax will get through. I really do. They hold that 1-0 lead. Yeah, Pochettino. I mean, they're sweet for the top four. I can't see them. They won't miss that. But certainly, there's been some... you know, Harry Kane got his injury. Song Heung-min really stepped up. And Lucas Moura really stepped up. But the last couple of weeks, they've been very shaky.
Let's go to the A-League. Melbourne Victory go through against Wellington. Adelaide up against Melbourne City.
Do or die
Melbourne City. Yeah, so it's the loser goes out. What do we make of Victory's performance?
Well, they capitalised on Wellington's mistakes.
Right.
They've got an incredible record at home in finals football. Melbourne Victory, I don't think they'd lost a home final in 11 or 12. And they got the job done. And off the back of a quality... free kick and header from Honda onto the head of Niedermeyer, and then Ola Toivonen. He is at a different level. There is no doubt that last goal that he scored, the poise and composure in front of goal was brilliant. Roy Krishna again proving he scored for Wellington again.
What a
proving
star.
He scores for fun.
He's incredible.
Yeah. And
I'll be surprised if he stays at Wellington.
They can't afford.
I mean, he is as close to local marquee as what you can get.
Totally.
You know? So I wouldn't be surprised to see him snapped up by potentially the club where his boss is rumoured to be going.
Where is he headed, Mark Gruden?
Western United is the rumour mill, and it's in the overdrive. There is more than just smoke around it. So I think that's where Mark Gruden will head to. And his replacement has already been selected, which I find this one really interesting. Ufuk Talay, who is the assistant coach at Sydney FC to Steve Corica, has been appointed before Sydney's season is over. Mm. I would have liked to have seen that news held until Sydney's season is over. But, I mean, look, he's an assistant coach. He's not a head coach, so it shouldn't disrupt Sydney's preparations for the ACL this week away in Ulsan and then the final next week against Melbourne Victory. But news like that would be best held over until the current season is over.
What's your tip for tonight's game, Adelaide v Melbourne City?
I'm going with Adelaide. I think that this is going to be very, very tight. Both teams have scored round about the same number of goals. I think Adelaide might have scored two more than Melbourne City over the season. They've both conceded exactly the same number of goals. But I just think Adelaide are probably set up a little bit better for finals football, where they're very, very tight games. Adelaide to get the points at home to take Marco Kurz a game deeper into the finals before he leaves.
Which is strange in itself. $2.30, Adelaide United. $3.30, the draw. $3.15, Melbourne City. If Melbourne City do lose today, as you are suggesting, how do we summarise their season? It's based on their resources, that's a bit disappointing.
Melbourne City should be challenging for the title every season, based on what they've got available to them. And I think they've got a real off season of soul searching. They've done some good things this season. They've unearthed some good kids in the back end of the season. But certainly, a club of that size needs to be challenging for the title.
And just quickly, Phil, been a tough a few months for Alan Statchis, but some good news for him at last.
3-year deal, Ray, he's already over in Europe scouting for some players for next season. The owner has come out and said he'll get all the resources that he desires to be successful.
Has he said that before the owner?
No.
Right. So this
not
is
to my memory.
No. Well, this is significant because that was always a complaint about the Mariners, right? He had the money, didn't spend it.
Sounds like he's listening.
Right.
Let's wait and see. He needs to deliver on those words. And, you know, you remember Mike Mulvey coming in saying the era of mediocrity for the Mariners is over. And that didn't prove to be the case. So the owner has come out and backed Stagic. He needs to deliver on that now.
Wouldn't have been great if all managers of the Mariners got that same type of support during the course of their reign.
Absolutely. Have you ever spoken to Paul Okon and Tony Walmsley?
Weren't the people I was referring to, but anyway. Good work, Mossy.
People do forget my first season. We actually had some success.
Yeah, I understand.
We were a game away from the grand final. Mm. We were a point away from the last 16 in Asia. Yeah. So that seems like a lifetime ago now.
Yeah, but you're doing it on the smell of an oily rag, right?
Yes. Yeah, we were.
No desire to go back into coaching one day, mate?
Very, very happy at NAB, right? There you go. Loving my role there and the challenge.
Stress-free life?
No, it's certainly not. Just stresses of a different kind.
Fair enough.
Are you providing stress to other people?
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
People work well under stress.
And if they don't, get out. Yeah,
exactly. Pressure's for tyres.
That's right. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks, we'll speak again next week.